What's going on, everybody? It is Danny. We are live. And by the way, Isaac, my cameraman, say hello to Isaac. He was just laughing at me because this is my natural pose for these lives. I don't know why. I don't know why this happens, but I just naturally just kick up my feet and have a great time because I love doing this. I love giving back to you guys. I hope you are ready for a powerful live session. If you wouldn't mind, text some of our followers and let them know that we are live. This is a new time right now. We just decided, here's a thought. We go live here. We go live in our group, Empire Builders. By the way, write that down, M.PIRE Builders. We take pictures, right? What else did we do?
Take pictures.
We film messages, like little videos, shoot videos. And we just had this genius idea, which, you know, in business, you don't need to be that smart, but this was very smart. Here's what we decided. We thought, why don't we just do it all in one day? Wasn't that smart, Isaac?
Yeah.
That was pretty smart. So we just decided to do all of this on Mondays now. So the minute I'm done with this at 11 a.m., I'm hopping over to Empire Builders. It's going to be a live show there. I wouldn't want you to miss it because it's going to be a powerful one. Hey, good little audience today. So let me see who is here, and then we will get started with our winners. By the way, you guys have been slacking lately. If you want to win free coaching, you got to be a part of the 5-minute crew. So whenever you see a post, they're typically 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., right about that time. You got to respond within 5 minutes with 4 words or more and hashtag 5-minute crew. And then we pick a winner. We send you a cool little gift box with a t-shirt. Wait, what are we doing? Are we still doing that? Yeah. Yeah. You get a cool little prize and then we get to spend some time together. Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, how are you? Who else is here? What's up, Martin? What's up, my man? What's up, Ranchera Our Foo? That's a cool name. Ranchera Our Foo. Like it's Ranchera time, foo. And not fool. Foo. I like that name. I legitimately like that name. That's a cool name. Yo, Danny, who was that? What's up, David? How are you, buddy? Martin, what's up? Your realtor, Mender, hi. Medina, Annie, hello, hello, hello. Thank you. I'm happy to help, my friend. Medina, Annie. I'm in class. Okay, well, then focus on class. Don't worry. This will be recorded. Go do that. Hardest working man on Instagram. You know what? Thank you for that, David, but I don't want to be the hardest working man. I want to be the smartest working man. Leverage, 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 all right? But thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Trying to bring you guys, not trying, we are bringing you guys, I feel, incredible content. What's up, Tarazas? Danny from Denver, how are you? Eduardo Volume from Indonesia, that's right. My famous follower from Indonesia. How are you, my friend? Pura Vida. That means somebody's from Costa Rica. What's up, Carlos? Could you pin your webinar? I don't know what that means. Come visit our store in Gardena. Probably not, unless you guys hire me. I will go in a heartbeat. Yo, boy, Chris, what's up, my man? What would you advise to new real estate agents, Ermander? Work smart. Okay, here we go. So we got our winners. Yep. You ready? Okay, so first winner is?
Real Estate by DJ.
Okay, Real Estate by DJ. So let's try this out. We're going to look for Real Estate by DJ. I like that name. Real Estate by DJ. You are up. Your 5 minutes with Danny is here. What's up, my man?
What up, Danny? How's it going?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Good to see your face. Where are you from?
San Diego. Live and well from San Diego.
Okay, first things first. Did you come to Relentless?
No, I did not.
The hell's wrong with you, man? We were in San Diego. Are you coming this year? No, you can't try. Okay, stop everything. You can't try to make it happen. When you say the words try, always remember Yoda. Yoda says there either you do or you don't. There is no try. All right? All right.
Yep,
so
that is true.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you got to come. Can I teach you something real fast? Seriously.
Let's do it.
Do you have a goal to make? Do you have a goal to triple your business?
100%.
Okay. So step number one in that, and I legitimately, this is something I teach. Before you schedule anything else, before you schedule an appointment, before you schedule whatever it is, you first schedule learning events, okay? You first schedule seminars. That literally, you map out your year based off of the seminars you're going to attend. Can I explain to you why?
Yes.
Because the rest of humanity maybe goes to events. And that's why humanity is broke. When you want to become wealthy, you got to realize that what you're experiencing in life today, right now, the money you make, the health that you're in, the wealth that you've created, the debt that you have or not have, that is all a result of your thinking based off the past. Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So the only way to grow, dude, is to, like, literally, you have to rewire yourself. And the only way to do that is to go to events. Sound fair?
It does sound fair.
Awesome, my man.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So what's the question?
Agent, been doing it for 3 years. I average about 16 to 24 transactions a year, but I still feel like I'm in hustler mode, right? So I want to know, how can I go from hustler mode to business mode? Because right now, I'll be honest, I can't afford to get sick, you know, because once I step out of the business, the whole business stops.
Okay.
So how do I get to that machine and still keep it?
Yeah. No, I love the question. Okay, so walk me through this. Year number one, how many units?
Year to date, I'm at 20.
No, year number one. Year number one?
Year number one was 15.
Year number two?
Year number two was 18.
And year number three?
Year number three, year to date, I'm at 20 with the end goal of 24 already in the pipeline.
That sounds beautiful. Okay, good. So nice, steady growth. Year number one, what percentage listings versus buyers? What percentage?
Ooh, like 99.9% buyers.
Buyers?
No, I only have one listing.
Year number two? Yeah. Year number two? So like 90%, 85%, whatever?
Right around, give or take.
This year?
This year, right at 3, again.
Okay.
So same, 90%.
Okay. I'm gonna teach you something that you want to learn to ask your sellers. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I was in front of a seller, if I was in front of an expired seller, here's the line I would use. Mr. Seller, do you want to know the truth or do you want me to tell you what I think you want to hear? And it's a setup because what are they going to pick? They're going to pick the truth, and then that allows you to tell them the truth about price, so forth and so on. So there was a free tip for all of you. So now I got to ask you the same question. Do you want to know the truth about what it's going to take, or do you want me to bullshit you and tell you what I think you want to hear?
No, obviously I want to know the truth.
Okay, step number one, you need to hire me as your coach. Okay, and let me explain to you why. The way you're building your business, you have built it in a way to where you are literally building it by design to burn out and stay in hustle mode. We are going to have to literally, do you remember when, do you follow golf at all?
Oh, yes. I'm actually reading the Tiger Woods book.
Oh, dude, right? Okay, beautiful book. Do you remember when Tiger Woods was kicking everyone's ass and then he decided to change his swing?
100,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
That's when he ruined it all.
But then he changed his swing. He went backwards for a little bit, and then he started beating the crap out of everybody again. Remember that?
Yep.
That's what has to happen in your business. You got to become a listing agent, man. You got to become. So right now you're like 80% buyers, 20% sellers. We got to go 70-30, 60-40, 50-50, and then 60-40. It's going to be a 2 to 3 year process. You're going to have to learn how to do that. There is no way around it. That takes coaching. I'm telling you from experience, that's what I did. My first year, I did 28 deals. My second year, I did 30. My next year, I did 32 deals. I was working 7 days a week, and I was like, if I ever get married, I'm never going to see my wife. I'm never going to see my kids. This is going to be bad. And then that's when I decided I need to learn how to go out and get sellers. So that's the answer, man. Because without sellers, you'll never be able to leverage. You'll never be able to build a team. You'll never be able to do any of that. It's advice that most people don't like to hear. It's the honest to God advice.
Right.
Yeah. And the good news is closing 20 deals, you can afford it. So I would say invest in yourself. Get the write off. As honest to God, what you need. You need to start learning how to become a listing agent.
Got it. Yeah. Versus a mentor, isn't it kind of like the same thing?
Here's what I'll tell you. It's not, especially the way that we do things.
Right.
So you see, we've been building our company for the last 7 years as literally a listing agent factory. They come in with the same problem that you have. And then we work on them every single morning to perfect their sales skills. We work on their mindset. We work on everything. We work on planning everything. And then literally they like pop out the other end as listing agents. And so there's not too many people that can say that in the country. There's not too many people that say, that can say that they did it themselves, that like I literally went through the process myself. We've taught hundreds of people to do it themselves. And as a result, this is a very unique perspective where you would have daily access to learn what it really means to become a listing agent, you know? I don't know how anybody else does anything. I just know our results and our numbers speak for themselves. And so that's what I'm telling. I mean, that's the advice I would take. If I was around back when I was an agent back then, I either would be working here or I would be trained by me because of what we provide, quite honestly. Yeah. And if you don't listen, just go listen to the podcast. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I put out for free, but I just will, I'll challenge all of you with this. When winning is the, Isaac, you were just listening right now to the conversation. I'm getting into commercial real estate investing. Were you listening?
Yeah.
How fast did I say, what do I gotta do?
Yep.
Well, how fast did I say?
Just right away.
Within 15 minutes, 10 minutes of the car, all right, what do I gotta do? And that's that I already paid another guy $10,000 to go spend 3 days with him to learn how to do it. When you're committed to winning, guys, you just, I mean, let's go. Just get me there as soon as possible. And that's what we love about people like Kobe, people like LeBron, people like Tom Brady. They look for the best. They lock arms with the best. They learn, and life gets dramatically faster, a lot better. So that's honest to God my advice.
Right on. Well, yeah. Cool, man. Thanks, Danny. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. At worst case, go to Relentless. I mean, there's your answer. You need to learn to become a listing agent. That's not an overnight process. That's a 24-month process of working at it every single day. But you will come out being in the position to go out and find buyer's agents, to lead them, to have 7 to 10 listings every single month out there. It's a whole different ballgame when you have leverage, and you'll never work a weekend ever again.
Right on.
Cool, man.
Thanks, Danny. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Good talking to you, okay? Take care. All right, so that was the first. So that was Real Estate by DJ, awesome guy. You know, Isaac, I gotta ask you. So you've been around me long enough, and I literally just tell people what I believe.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me, like, not hire a coach immediately, like not, it just...
No. Actually, there's an instance where we went to go film a podcast and something similar happened, and as soon as he started talking, what do I got to do?
What do I got to do? Tell me. I'm in. Yeah. And I, you know, and guys, just another lesson. And by the way, the next winter is coming. That's where the rubber meets the road, guys. It's you got to understand something. Left to your own devices, left to the way you do things, you learned what you know. You learned how to think. You learned how to speak. You learned how to plan based off of the people and the surroundings around you. Unless you were born in an area with a whole bunch of multimillionaires, which, well, that's a different problem because you're probably smoking crack right now because you were babied your whole life. But unless you had people mentoring you all day long, like you're gonna have to hire a coach because if you don't, you're busy trying to figure it out on your own, and that just costs too much money. So anyhow, hope that was there. I hope that was good. Let's see, who's the next one?
Golfer,
and by the way, is E-Class 227 one of them? Okay, then I'm going to go with her. She's a great follower. I'm going to add her. She's so nice, always commenting. What's up, AD? Señorita, can you hear me?
Danny?
I got you. I am great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Where are you at in the world?
I'm in Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, get out of here. Awesome. And what do you do?
My spouse and I own a moving and delivery company, and I actually met you 9 years ago at your office signing you up for the Chamber of Commerce, and
That was a long time ago. Yeah, that
Very
was a
long time ago. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Awesome. Yes. Well, I love it because this is a non-real estate question, so how can I help? Yep.
And I watch you do business, you know, with your kids and balancing act. And we are a husband and wife team.
Mm-hmm.
We spend all of our time building this empire because we have declared we are going to be first generation millionaires.
I love it.
With that come sacrifices.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, how do you and Claudia balance you being the entrepreneur, her being a mom, and
Okay, so that's a great question. Number one, again, I teach a principle, be, do, have, right? You're asking me a do question. How do you do it? How do you do it? The way that you do it is to first start with the being choice. And what I mean by that is that from day one, I decided what winning meant to me. Winning didn't mean working 7 days a week and not being able to see my kids. That meant losing. Okay, so step number one, you got to get very, very clear with what winning means, because it's not just become a millionaire, it's have your cake and eat it too. So from the very, very beginning, I decided, you know, even back then when I didn't have kids and I had my brother, I never missed my brother's baseball games. I decided that I was going to have balance. People that don't have balance is just because they haven't made the decision to be a balanced human being. Okay? That's step number one. So the first things first is that you and your husband got to decide that, you know what? Hey, there's two of us. You got to see the benefit, not the negative. There's two of us. That means that maybe one can do one thing while the other one's at home. This is actually a great thing. This is a beautiful thing, right? Once you make a being choice that you want to have balance, right? Then what starts to happen is then we go into the do. So what do we have to do? And I would say the quickest way to get balance is to get very, very effective and efficient with your time when you're at work. Like if you really look at it, we waste so much time being non-productive. We waste so much time on email, on social media, or whatever the case may be, that I got really, really zeroed in. And I remember I did this maybe 15 years ago where I actually tracked everything that I did all day. And I realized, oh my God, like 20% of my day is done finding new business. And that's when I decided that I was going to set up a schedule. I was going to set up a schedule where 80% of my time was focused on generating new business and finding new business. Because for any business, guys, new business is the lifeline. It's the blood of the business. So if we can get you guys to focus on going out and getting new business, and you delegate the servicing of the business, then you win that way. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
So anything that you're doing, and couples make this mistake, one goes out and finds business, the other one does the paperwork. Listen to me, don't touch paperwork. You can delegate paperwork, okay? At the beginning, you kind of have to. Work your way out of it. Make that your first priority. So then both of you guys can go out and divide and conquer, and both of you guys go out and get new accounts. The more new revenue coming in, that solves any problems that you have in the business. Sound fair?
Yes.
Number three, I would say put together a schedule. Have you guys taken Breakthrough, my class? I would probably recommend it just because there's an entire topic in there on time management. And I'll give you some insight. One of the things that I teach is look at your calendar for the week and communicate with your kids. So like, for example, I do a pretty good job at like, okay, like, you know, Mondays and Wednesdays, like I'm going to have to stay very, very late. But that means that on Tuesdays and Fridays, I'll be home by 4:30. And I just declare that and I communicate that. And if, you know, on a Tuesday I have to stay late, then I make up for it. And then on Thursday I don't. And I think for the most part, as long as they see, hear, and feel that you're communicating and that they're part of the process, everybody wins that way.
I really appreciate that. That I couldn't put my finger on this and leave it up to you. I definitely appreciate that advice, Danny.
You're welcome. I would literally say, like, you know, I'm just a big believer in, like, maybe tonight or tomorrow, go take them out to dinner, right? You know, with your husband, with the kids, and you gotta show them the goal. Like, I remember when I was working to build our home and to build the backyard and everything. I remember I would, look, guys, here's where we're gonna build it, and here's what I'm gonna do next, and here's what I'm gonna do next. And I was constantly enrolling them in that vision. And then I would just say, however, look, because of that, there's these 2 days of the week that you're probably not going to see me at night, but I'll make up for it. And on Friday afternoons and all day Saturday and all day Sunday, you'll have me for the whole weekend. And they seem to like be perfectly fine with that.
Absolutely. Keep them in line with us. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
Well, thank you, Danny.
Hey, trust me. Get your tickets to Relentless.
I saw your dates. I've already got them on there.
Okay, good. I'm just letting you know right now. Because it's about to hit the fan when people find out who's coming. I'm just letting you know right now.
Well, I told you that August 2nd is my daughter's 16th birthday, but we will be spending her 16th birthday. I'm bringing her along.
In Anaheim, in Disneyland. All right, I love it.
All right, Danny, thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. All right. So that was a good one. Pretty solid. Pretty consistent. Yeah. Okay, good. So for all of you guys out there watching on the podcast, you got to first decide that balance is what you want. All right. Last.
Winner.
Golfer. I already like you already because you're a golfer. And you can probably actually coach me in golf.
Got it. Golf for life.
I got him. Yep. Where to get the podcast? Just, and any podcast app, just look up my name, Danny Morrell. What's up, golfer?
Hey, man. How's it going?
So what's your real name? I know it's not golfer.
Let me turn the volume on here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm watching Tiger right now. Unfortunately, he's not going to make it, but taking the day off working from home.
Oh, I love it, man. What's your handicap?
Say that again?
What's your handicap?
It's about a 6. I've been playing since I was 3, but
damn.
Yeah.
I wish, man. I'm so bad. So bad.
Yeah.
And I hate being bad at anything, so golf is one of those things that, like, it just drives me nuts. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, hold on. Sorry, I got a call. Yeah, I see you on the golf course, man, so I see your kids, so you got a nice golf course. Just got to practice. It's a strict sport.
Just this morning, I decided to just hire a coach. I was like, all right, I'm in. Like, what are we?
Yeah.
I swear, that's just, listen, people, I'm telling you, that's just how my brain operates. Like, in anything in life, if you want to do great at it, you're going to need someone to coach you. And my philosophy is the only reason you would, there's only two reasons that you would ever not hire a coach. One is money, so go make more of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty basic advice, right? And number two, you simply don't want it bad enough. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, that's true.
Yeah.
True.
So what's up, dude? What's your question?
All right. So I have an affiliate marketing company for solar panels in Orlando.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. So one company I established a relationship through LinkedIn. They'll pay me $1,700 per lead. One company, $350. Another company, they just won't respond, but they will eventually. I contacted through LinkedIn. So it's a bunch of the sales reps through LinkedIn there. Basically, kind of what my question is, you know, like solar panels is a pretty hot market. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, it
is. California
is. It is. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of small LLCs. I was saying, you know, like Tony Robbins, like I'm a huge fan. I went to his event here in Orlando, and he says, you know, to market like everyone else, you're pretty much going to get a small advantage. But if you market like no one else, you know, you're going to get a big advantage. Mm-hmm. So, there's not a lot of companies, affiliate marketing companies here in Orlando that are doing what I'm doing. You know, I ran like Facebook ads, working on like door hangers, have like a car sticker, but it doesn't do anything on my business. So I was seeing, you know, if you're in my shoes and such a niche kind of thing that I'm doing, kind of what would you do? I mean, I'd message realtors on IG, ran a little bit of Facebook ads, but I've only been live for 3 weeks, had 3 clients, which are friends, but it is a good investment, but I guess I'm just seeing kind of from your eyes, you know.
So, yeah, listen, I've started several businesses, and I do them all the same way. Empire is the first one that I haven't started this way, and that's just because I'm just in a different position in life, and I can afford to market, I can afford to hire people, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
Here's my greatest advice. There is nothing more valuable to you right now than the next 3 years and your ability to go out there and meet people.
Yeah.
If I were you, man, like, again, it all boils down to how bad you want it. I would be 3 to 4 hours a day, day going out and meeting people and talking to people. And I would make it less about marketing right now. I think eventually you'll have the resources to market. I would make that the secondary vehicle. I personally would get out there and let people meet me, right? If you think about any great politician, they're running ads, they're running campaigns, they're running money, but they're also out there on the road meeting people, you know?
Yeah.
Case in point, to build our business right now, I'm going to do a tour. I'm going to be in Miami, New York, Phoenix, whatever the case may be. I mean, I could say, look, I'm just going to sit here on my ass and turn on these Facebook ads and let the machine go.
Yeah.
Or I could say, I'm going to do that plus this plus that plus that. And I think that there's no message you can send to God, to the universe, than you saying, I really want this to succeed, and therefore I'm going to get out there, I'm going to put my neck on the line, I'm going to put all my worries aside, and I'm going to go talk to people about the benefits of solar. And me personally, if you do that 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, I don't know, dude, I don't think there's a way you can fail.
Yeah, I guess just like meeting people at Starbucks, doing little seminars, I guess. And
no, dude, listen to me. No, listen to me, hold on. You see, okay, what's your name? Okay, Matt, so here's what we as human beings do. Isaac, did you catch this? We try to avoid going straight to the issue.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you right now, go straight to the issue. Go straight to the prospect, which is the client. Go pick a neighborhood in your area where you have the highest density of homes, okay? And you could probably look at demographics. You can go get this on a title report somewhere. You could even see which is the area with the highest density of homes that fit your demographic of income earners that have the least amount of solar panels. And I would go out there and go door to door and door knock for 3 to 4 hours a day. You'll have more business than you know what to do with in 90 days.
Yeah.
But it all boils down to how bad you want it, dude. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's,
thanks, Danny.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
You got it, man. And listen, for all of you watching, I know that's the scariest route. I know that's the most difficult route. I know it's the route that causes you to get into an uncomfortable zone. But what I teach everybody is so true. Don't do anything for today. Do it for 5 years from now.
Yeah.
In 5 years, you're going to want to build an army of people doing that. But you ain't going to be able to lead them or teach them if you haven't gone through it yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Understand.
There's
it's
no
a
way.
Scary.
Yeah,
a lot of people slamming doors on me.
Yeah, but you could think about that, or you could think about there's a lot of people that need my help.
That's true.
You got to learn to work. You know what I'm saying? You got to learn to work on this. There's the positive or the negative, and you got to learn to pick which one you're going to focus on.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Danny, man. I love watching your stuff, man.
Happy to help, dude. Happy to help, man. Yeah.
Right.
You got it, man. Yep. Bye bye. Isaac, I think? I think I'm going to charge your ass for coaching because you're getting a lot of good advice. And look at this, man. You're learning a lot here. All right, guys, let me see if there's any questions popping up here. I already saw there was weirdos posting dumb stuff, but we're not going to pay any attention. The more revenue comes in, it solves everything. There's three different coaching programs. Yeah, absolutely. Massive never-ending prospecting. Yep, Carlos, absolutely. Carlos, great follower. See you at Relentless, my friend. Invest, great advice. Where to get the podcast? Any podcast app or on YouTube, just look up my name, Danny Morrell. Say my name. There, your name has been said. Thank you, Max. Thank you for backing me up there. You can't see the picture when you're in the frame. Yep. Right on. People buy from people they trust. Follow me on Instagram and on YouTube. Wow. You know when we made it on live? Where we get spammers and weirdos. That's when you know you made it. We made it. Yes, we made it. Door knocking. Once you get in the groove, you honestly feel the satisfaction of becoming who just... Yeah, great point, Silvestrik. Great point, my man. Yeah, great point. Absolutely. And in order to get in the groove, guys, you just got to go. You got to go and you got to like forget about the worries and the concerns, right? Kevin Messiah always laughing at my jokes, which I don't even think they're funny, but he thinks they're funny. Okay, I will see you at Relentless. Good. How to handle the purple bricks redfin objection on the listing appointment. Thanks. I ain't going to do that right now, but that's an easy one to handle. Very easy to handle. Are we good? Good. Okay, guys, go join Empire Builders. I got a great message for you. We're going live at 11 a.m. It's only going to be 15 minutes, but it's going to rock your world. See you over there on our Facebook group, Empire Builders. See you there. Bye-bye.